This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Joe, what's happening with the trade in the grains here on Thursday?
We've got mostly higher grains, corn and soybeans up, slight sagging lower for wheat, nothing out of control. Some back and forth for that wheat market in particular last week. Talk about these extreme cold temperatures across the southern plains, maybe some additional snow cover to help insulate that crop coming. You also have some weighing again on values in major markets like France and Russia. Russia, in particular, down the road could eventually be an upside leader for the global wheat market. It's just not yet. What we would think could make that happen is that they've got a smaller crop this last season after a couple of record large crops. They're going to eventually see their exportable surpluses diminish. And now new reports about Russian farmers bulking against these lower prices and likely to plant less of the next crop. That's a down-the-road type item, and for that reason, nothing to get overly enthusiastic about. You'd think that wheat probably takes a back seat and now continues to take leadership from the corn and soybeans, which, again, have been, you know, mostly higher here as of late. That spark from the crop report, now some political enthusiasm spilling over. That's certainly the case when you look at these outside markets and the movements there, like for the dollar index, which is mostly sharply lower this week. The stock market still generally firm. So it is a big picture type outside market influence.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2025 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye. Be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. And you can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn up 3 cents at 487 1/4. March soybeans up 5 1/2 at 1061 1/2. March soybean meal up $1.90 at $3.1770. March soybean oil up 6 cents at $44.48. Chicago wheat down a penny at $5.53 even. Minneapolis wheat down 1 1/2 at $6.05 even. Kansas City hard red wheat down 2 1/2 at $5.72 1/4. On the Merck, February live cattle up 5 cents at $200.10. March feeder cattle up 25 cents at $273.32. February lean hogs unchanged at $81.47. Class 3 milk is up 14 cents at $19.11. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.